I love the Olympics.
Oh, it's a new world record.
I wanted to, you know, be great at something. I said I want to be a champion.
And he's going to do it all. World record and Olympic gold.
I was nervous and excited and fired up, all the things you're supposed to be at the Olympics.
All right, it's hard enough to win a gold medal in the Olympics. Hey, any medal, right? But this year, get this, thousands of athletes are going to be trying to do this without food or drink, if you can imagine. Here's why. The 2012 London Olympics begins 1 week after the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which begins today. This is a rare situation. The Olympics don't usually conflict with Ramadan. It did happen in 1980. Of course, the United States was not part of those games. That was the boycott back in Moscow in 1980. But this year, some 3,000 Muslim athletes are going to be participating, and they're going to have to decide whether to abstain from food and drink or whether to skip fasting this year in order to perform at their highest world-class level. Well, we want to get down into this. Joining us now is Imam Adam Kelwick, who is in charge of a mosque in Liverpool, England, not too far from where the games in London will be starting next week. Imam, hello.
Hello there. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us. Imam, let me start off with a piece of tape from Canon Duncan Green. Now, he heads the multi-faith chaplaincy services for the Olympics. And we're going to play his cut off the top here because he's going to explain why the Olympics were put smack dab in the middle of Ramadan.
This is a very difficult one. We, as an organising committee, were given a window in which we could hold the games. That's set by the International Olympic Committee. And wherever we would have chosen in that 5 or 6 week window, part of or whole of the games would have been in Ramadan.
I'm sure that many different dynamics were taken into consideration when the exact dates themselves were chosen. But what that means is for more than the 3,000 different athletes from all over the world, it also coincides with the holiest month of the year for Muslims, which is the month of Ramadan, a month in which within daylight hours, there is no food and there is no drink. So it's going to be an extremely difficult challenge.
But Imam, hold the line, because we have got a real live Olympian on the phone with us who can maybe tell us his perspective and how he's going to approach his events. This is Mohammed Sabihi joining us now, Olympic rower for Team Great Britain. You're a Muslim, a fairly devout Muslim, Mo?
Yes.
All right. Well, the games are coming up. You're a world-class rower. Does it grate you at all that you've been forced into this conundrum, as it were? I mean, Britain didn't have the Olympic Committee, I should say, didn't have to put the Olympics during these dates. They had a little bit of flexibility. Does this, it puts you in an awkward position. Does it make you mad?
No, not at all. If you were to push it back, it would benefit us, but then it might not benefit others. And everyone is equal, and that's what Islam teaches and preaches. But one of the things that we must understand is that not everyone can be pleased. And, you know, there'll only be a fallout somewhere else along the line.
Well, Imam Adam, one has to ask if Muslims might rightly feel trumped by the games or in a difficult position, either athletes themselves or other Muslims watching the games, that this is a sign of, I don't want to say disrespect, but at least putting them second to the priority of the games.
I think just looking at this from a positive side, I think we can applaud the British Muslim community. There's a scheme which has been developed with the Olympic Committee, and this program will make sure all guests on the streets of London at the time to break the fast are welcome into their mosque to come and join them for a meal.
Mohammed Sabihi, going to the games, I assume this is the moment of your life athletically. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle the spiritual imperative of no food or drink during daylight hours?
I have come up with a plan that I am not due to fast at the Olympic Games, and I also missed fasting last year at the qualification regatta, and I have used different methods, either to make my fast up at a later date or given money to my family to feed the needy.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the Quran that those that miss fasting either have to fast for 2 months for every day that they miss fasting or to feed a needy person. And that's effectively the route I've chosen.
That's the trade-off. What have your conversations been like with other athletes who are Muslim, either on your team or in your sport? Some people must be handling it differently than you are.
I think it's inspiring for me to see many different athletes that are Muslim faith that have chosen different ways and different methods to abstain to the fasting or not to fast. One thing that we must all understand is everyone is under their own personal discretion and their own personal choice, and no one can judge what is right or wrong other than Allah.
Mo Sabihi, one more question before I let you go. You're an Olympic rower, but you're also a Brit. And it strikes me that this is sort of a quintessentially British situation. There have been a lot of Muslim immigrants to Great Britain in the last, 30, 40 years, certainly a lot from Pakistan, India, other places. Look, if the games were being held in Riyadh, we wouldn't be having this conversation because the Saudis would never have the Olympics during Ramadan. We all know that. But it strikes me that this is kind of a quintessentially British situation. Muslims trying to get along in Britain, Brits getting along with its Muslim population, and sometimes they clash.
I wouldn't really call it a clash. I just think it's one of those things that has happened. And I think it would be very quintessentially British if we were to delay the Olympics and it were to rain all the time. So
indeed,
I think there's a positive side to it.
That may happen anyway, Mo Sabihi, and they'll probably still hold the rowing even in the rain. That's Mohamed Sabihi, world record holder in the 5,000 meters, Olympic rower for Team Great Britain. We also spoke with Adam Kelwick, Imam Adam Kelwick from Liverpool, England. Gentlemen, thank you.